to the Fanatic Post Game Show presented by Prop Swap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. I am Rob Motti. With me is Tyler Zuli, 610-632-0975. We're here till 7 p.m., and I cannot believe I'm actually going to say these words following an Eagles loss to the dreadful Miami Dolphins. The Eagles lose to Miami 37-31, the 2-9, now 3-9 Miami Dolphins. And I just put out a tweet before the game, just as a qualifier, win or lose today, the Eagles still control their own destiny, win or lose, all they have to do is win the final four games and they win the NFC East. And that still stands, but I did not think they were going to go to Miami in South Beach on an 82-degree, beautiful, sunny day down in South Florida and give up 37 stinking points to Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Miami Dolphins. This was a dreadful, a disgraceful, an embarrassing defensive performance out of this Philadelphia Eagles football team. It was atrocious. This was a horrible effort by the defense. They did not show up. They did not come to play. And there you have it. Ryan Fitzpatrick laid 37 points on this Eagles defense today. That is more points combined than the GOAT Tom Brady and probably, perhaps, the MVP Russell Wilson. Combined, they gave up 34 points to the Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots. But they go to Miami, and I don't know if they were concerned about the sunscreen. I don't know if they were concerned about what they were going to do when they were coming home tonight, or how they were going to celebrate, or what they were going to wear, or whatever it was. This was an embarrassing, disgraceful performance. And I got to commend Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan for hanging tough through this entire game and not once having to hit the dump button. You know what I am. You know who I am. You know what I stand for. And I almost had to dump myself. This was a horrible performance by the defense. And I'm going to tell you this. If you call me today and you say anything, put any of this blame on Carson Wentz, I'm going to hang up on you. I don't want to hear it. Call somebody else. This is not on Carson Wentz. Not today. Not this game. Jason Peters cost him 4 points with a 4th-and-1 false start. Zach Ertz, the normally sure-handed Zach Ertz, dropped the touchdown or dropped the touchdown later on in the game, dropped the ball at the 5-yard line that ended up costing them at least 3 because Jake Elliott, who just signed the contract, missed a 49-yard field goal. This was an embarrassing performance. They did not come to play. I'm not going to call for people's jobs. Not yet. I'm not going to sit here and tell you who needs to be fired, but people need to be held accountable. There absolutely needs to be accountability. That'll come after the season. This team can still win out against terrible football teams and win a division at 9-7. I don't care. It doesn't matter because they're not good enough to win in the playoffs. And here you have it. A loss to the Miami Dolphins, 37-31. Miami scored 30. They could not stop them. 5 straight touchdown drives. It was terrible. It's embarrassing. It's disgraceful. Let's go to the phone lines. You can vent this afternoon. That's what we're here for. Hank in Minnesota, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, Hank?
How's it going, man? First off, I watched that entire game. It was just, from the start of the game, they looked good. You know, their offense was rolling. I thought Wentz had a good game. He missed a couple throws here and there. He still looks kind of flat-footed. But the wide receivers, man, I mean, how long do we have to go of even Matt Collins even being on the sideline, being in the same stadium?
Blocking the back today. Yeah, blocking the back today cost
him. Blocking the back. I mean, it was a soft call, but still, this dude shouldn't be on an NFL team. Ertz probably had 3 potential touchdowns. Those drops sucked. I mean, when are we going to get Wentz some help? When was the last time we had a guy like Devontae Parker? Those catches he was making?
Incredible.
There hasn't been a guy on the Eagles that can do that since Terrell Owens. It's just like every game we play, there's just guys on the other offense that are making plays for the quarterback that we just haven't had for Wentz. I mean, and the defense was just atrocious. Jalen Mills, touchdown after touchdown, catch after catch, penalty after penalty. I mean, I'm so sick of his crap. He will give up these types of plays left and right, and then he'll make one decent play, and he'll just wag his little finger at someone. Like, this dude needs to be cut. Darby is just so inconsistent. I mean, I want to see Craveon LeBlanc out there. I want to see Monte Maddox play a little bit more. I mean, he was out there, but man, like Jim Schwartz's scheme. I don't know what it is.
Hank, it was an embarrassing performance out of this defense. Just an absolute embarrassing. They did not show up. They did not come ready to play. They were not prepared to win this football game. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. And hey, look forward to, I don't know what they're going to do after this season, but right now, this season, I can't call it over because mathematically you win the next four. Dallas stinks. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens the rest of the way. You cannot lose to the Miami stinking Dolphins. You could not do it. You could not go to Miami and lose this game. It's a horrific, horrific defensive performance. They were not prepared to play. I was in the practice bubble for Thanksgiving. The Wednesday workout. I see the guys loose and relaxed and having fun. And they looked like they were having too much fun. Like there was no urgency. I know you're playing Miami. Go out there and win a football game. You got to win a football game. 610-632-0975. PJ, Tim, Scott, Charlie, Tyreek, Mike, hang on. I'll get to you next. I'm Rob Motti, 975 The Fanatic. And by the way, PropSwap is America's marketplace to buy and sell any active sports bet. This is cool. You can find out for free the current value of your sports bet right now at PropSwap.com. There are a whole new set of better odds that now exist only at PropSwap. PropSwap offers value for buyers and value for sellers. And you don't have to wait 5 months on a futures wager. You can release your money now. There is a buyer waiting with PropSwap. You get real control over your own money. It's a futures wavering advantage. If you were late to place your bet and you now believe in the team, you still have time. Go to PropSwap.com even during the game. There might be a ticket for sale. It just takes seconds to get back on top even during the game. And PropSwap loves bulk sellers. For some, it's a great business to make several wagers and then list them on PropSwap. Keep in mind, many bettors can't always make it to the sports book when they want. So they find and buy tickets on PropSwap. Go to PropSwap.com now.
97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatic postgame show. Presented by PropSwap. America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
And welcome back to the Fanatic postgame show. Presented by PropSwap. America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. I am Rob Motti with Tyler Zuli. We are here till 7 p.m. D-line will take over at that time following this. I honestly can't believe I'm saying this. Eagles lose to the Miami Dolphins 37-31. 409 yards of offense that Miami put up. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 365. It was awful. 610-632-0975. We will have Doug Peterson probably live, right, Tyler? We will have him live, so hang on. We'll get to Doug Peterson, but let me get to you right now. We got PJ, who's been hanging in Virginia. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, PJ?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking this phone call. I'm down here in Virginia. I don't have a lot of people to vent to.
I got you, man. I got you. Go ahead.
Brother, guys, this isn't on Carson. I'm not even going to put this all on the defense, the players, rather. I think that this game boiled down to a couple things. You know, they go to this crazy formation where they score a touchdown that was like a fake field goal. I don't even remember
what it was. A punter threw a touchdown to a kicker. Unreal.
Okay, so why don't we take a timeout there, right?
That's a great question, PJ.
So then let's move along, and there's a lot of things that happen. This ain't on Carson. This isn't on the depleted wide receiver core that we've had that, oh, by the way, actually had our quarterbacks back in the second half. How about those guys coming to his aid and making some big catches? Okay, you get past the fake field goal, whatever that thing was that was a touchdown, and then we make a catch. Aguilar makes a catch, right? And then why do we not call a timeout and kick a field goal to give us an opportunity?
Yeah, right there, kick the field goal. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I think Ty or Pat said it too. Kick a field goal right there, and then go for the onside kick.
Yeah. And then my last point. Okay, mm-hmm. And I love this team, and this hurts, brother. This hurts really bad, and you got a ball hawk in Rasul Douglas that's on the sideline begging to get out there. You got Fitzpatrick that's dropping back and just throwing the ball up in the air. Why is he not on the field?
Man, he's been. You're right. He's been buried on a depth chart. Only plays when guys are injured. PJ,
but he and that's what he does. That's what he does.
Valid points you bring up.
He gets burned double moves all the time. Let him go make a play.
PJ, you're right, man, and I appreciate the call, but we got to go right to Doug Peterson right now. So everybody else, hang on. Let's get to Doug Peterson.
You know, great execution on their part.
They scored five touchdowns on five consecutive drives, and then had a long field goal drive. What went wrong defensively, and why was the defense not able to?
Well, I think some of those again came down to penalties. You know, we had two big 15-yard penalties in there that kept them on the field. They converted fourth down, some third and longs. I mean, those are things, those are areas, situational things that we've got to look at and obviously clean up. And to me, that's when I talk about consistency, that's what I'm talking about. We got to be more consistent in those areas.
You had good field position a couple of times. Start both halves, score touchdowns. The rest of your possessions, you have to go along the way. Without a running game to let you generate those 12 and 14 play drives, it makes it very tough.
I mean, it's hard to go the long hard way like that. I thought we did some decent things in the run game. But again, there were some, I know in the first half, there were some penalties that negated some of the long runs and set us back. But, you know, it's hard in this league to do that consistently, to put, you know, 80 yard or 75 yard drives together all the time. But, you know, We got to just do better. I mean, we started the game with the turnover, and that was great. We got the touchdown right away, and those are things that we got to do more of.
Do you see more split carries between JHI and Alexander that you can
reference? Yeah, I don't know. We'll take a look at that this week. We got some time. You know, we're obviously very comfortable with both guys, and you know, we'll see how they fit into our game plan next week.
I mean, do you guys take them lightly, your guys, to keep them locked in the rest of the way? I mean, four big ones, and, you know, particularly the division still a player.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. As crazy as this is, I mean, I would say it's a long shot, but we're not out of it. We do have four, you know, of our division opponents coming up, and you know, the guys got to understand that, and it's my job to make sure they do understand that we're still fighting and coming to work this week and ready to go and you know, try to figure this thing out. You know, I've got to give them and show them that exactly, you know, where we are and then what we need to do, you know, with these next four games.
Zach has some plays today that he didn't make that he normally made. Distribute that to sort of his, you know, lack of involvement in practice this week because of injury or something like that.
You know, Zach takes a lot of pride in making those plays and you know, he's made a ton of those plays over the years for us and for the Eagles and you know, he'll take a look at it and try to do better next time. But it's unfortunate that, and I know he's disappointed in not making those plays.
This is kind of loss of depth can creep in to a lot of room. How good are we if we lost this game? Do you feel like you're going to have some mindset work to do this week?
You know, I think that there'll probably be a little bit of that. You know, and that's the thing that in my position, I've got to make sure that the team understands that you know, we got to guard against that, and we're still a good football team. And again, listen, it's about what we do. We self-destructed in a couple areas today, and it hurt us. And we didn't make enough plays. They made them. We didn't. So those are the things that I talk about when I talk about being a disciplined team and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's something we got to take a look at as a whole group, as a team, and get that area fixed.
As a follow-up, did you take them lightly? Okay.
Not at all. That's a good football team. I'm telling you, it's a good football team. Record does not indicate anything about them at all. They're well coached. It's a disciplined group. They play hard. You see that on film. You know, and even some of the games that, you know, obviously their record, again, doesn't show that, but these guys battle for 60 minutes, and we knew that coming down here.
Did your leadership, with the losses the last 2 weeks, there was a lot of focus on getting things straightened out and getting a win here. Did your leadership come through in that regard? Did the team leaders do it that way?
You know what, that's on me, and so I got to make sure that I'm doing my part. I'm the main leader of this team, and I'm going to make sure that I do my part this week to get us prepared. Yeah.
And that was Doug Peterson after the game and the disaster of an Eagles loss to Miami, 37-31. He said they didn't underestimate the Miami Dolphins. They didn't take them lightly. Well, it sure looked like they did not come to play. They were not prepared to play this football game. 610-632-0975. I see you, Scott, Anthony, Tyree, Chris, Hector, Mike. Hang on, I promise I'll get to you next. Right now, though, let's get to, real quick, PropSwap is America's marketplace to buy and sell any active sports bet. PropSwap offers value for buyers and value for sellers. And if you don't have to wait 5 months on a futures waiver, you can release your money now. There is a buyer waiting. With PropSwap, you get real control over your own money. It's a futures wavering advantage. If you were late to place your bet and now you believe in a team, you still have time. Go to PropSwap.com. Even during the game, there might be a ticket for sale. PropSwap is a real edge on sports wagering and a real value to sports bettors. At PropSwap, there are no rules, only opportunities. Did you bet a long shot at the sports book and have buyer's remorse? Do you want to weigh out on a long futures bet? Here's your second chance. Sell it on PropSwap. Have your bets got you a little overextended? Sell those wagers on PropSwap and get cash right away. You can change your destiny and course correct in seconds. You are no longer locked in. PropSwap is ready and waiting. That's PropSwap.com.